You have three different brises on Daf Yud Aleph that talk about Ibra Hashanah. So the one brise about 15 lines from the bottom says Tan Rabbanan Eim Abrim Sashana. The line begins with the word Ma'abrim. Eim Abken Hoisitzich Mitan Adroch Mitan Aksham Mitan Tandori Psoch Mitan Golias Israel Shanekru Mim Kaima. One price. Then you have a next price a few lines after that. Tana Rabbanan, also Tosefta, both Toseftas and Sanhedrin. Tana Rabbanan, Ma'amas Hashanah, Lamtna Kedoyim, Lamtna Kloim, Lamtna Gezolish Lapucho, Awalos Mos Masad Lashon. So Tosis understands Sad means you can insert that with another Tzora, Abras Hashanah. Then on Amud Beis, you have halfway down the Amud. About 18 lines down. Tana Rabbanan Hashlosha Dvarim. The line begins with the word Hashlosha Dvarim. Ma'abim Sashana Alavi Bala Perisivilim Bala Tkufa. So Tosis wants to know, Tosis on Amud Aleph wants to know, why didn't the Braisa put everything together? Shalom Aleichem. Welcome. So we were discussing yesterday the Tosis Yud Aleph and Amud Aleph, the second Tosis on the top, Ibrahim Aschon and Pnei Hadroch and Akshor. So Tosis says, why didn't the Tosefta combine all three together? And on the base you have Ashlosha Dvorim, Oviv and Perisilin and Tkufa, Ashnaim and Yam, you have to have two out of the three. Then you have the Braisa that Yem Aber. Drochim Ksharim Tanur Psachim Golisal Shanekim. Come down, you have the other Brice aside. So Tosis explains that it's basically all the same thing. Ibra Hashanah is always made because of some external tzorech. We mentioned yesterday the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chof Omid Aleph. Morris says one might have mistakenly thought that just like in Gibi there's a machlag satanoim. This is one brisa. One might mistakenly think that just like you have a right to be ma'abed Hashanah b'pnei atzorech for an extraneous cause, so too you can be ma'abed Chodesh b'pnei atzorech. We paskin that you do. We rig the calendar in such a way that Yom Kippur should never fall out on Friday or on Sunday. Because we don't want to have 2 days in a row where there's an issue of Yarkai or Mesaya. You have Mesim, you don't bury them not on Shabbos, not on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, you can bury like they Amim, like they Nochrim. But on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you don't. So we don't want to have 2 days in a row where you can't bury the Mesim. And you're going to have 2 days in a row, 2 days in a row where you can't pluck off any vegetables. They didn't have any refrigeration. You're going to have a problem of Yarkai. That what are the people going to eat if you have Yom Kippur next to this? And so they never had the 2 days Yontif. We have Chutzlois, we have it all the time. We have sometimes what we call 3 days Yontif. You have Shabbos, then you have Yontif is Sunday, Monday. You have Yontif is Thursday and Friday, then you have Shabbos. We have what we call 3 days Yontif. It's not 3 days Yontif, days Yontif, one day Shabbos. You have 3 days in a row that you can pluck off any vegetables. The Mesim you can bury. Yontav Rishon can bury the Amimim. Yontav Sheni, the Yisrael. We have 3 days in a row. You have an issue of Yarkaya. By us, in recent years, no problem because we have refrigerators. So b'chlal, the whole thing of Yarkaya is not a problem. But in the days of the Tanoim, this was a problem. So we rig it all the time. We rig our calendar in such a way. This is Ibra Hashanah. This is Ibra Chodesh Letzorach. We make a month with 30 days, not because the Molad Halvana is like that. And you're supposed to make a Rosh Chodesh when the moon appears. We rigged the month because of an extraneous tzarech, in order that Yom Kippur shouldn't fall out neither on Friday nor on Sunday, and also the Gemara says that what? That Hashanah Rabbah shouldn't fall out on the Shabbos. The days of the Beis HaMikdash, because they wanted to do not on the basic days of Beis HaMikdash, they wanted to do Chibat HaRav and Hashanah Rabbah. So if Hashanah Rabbah is going to fall out on Shabbos, you don't do Chibat HaRav. You'll miss the whole Minig Devim. So we do rig the calendar, but there's one Tana there, Acherim Mamrim, the Gemara quotes a Braise. He says, no, Yochel, one might, this in Rosh Hashanah Dav Chof and Medal, one might mistakenly have thought that just like you can do Ibra Hashanah L'Tzorech, we do Ibra Hashanah for extraneous Tzorechim over here. What's the Tzorech? Because the Golis is Hashanah Ekrimim Kaimim. The year is perfect. The year itself, there's no reason that you should make Hashanah Mu'baris. It's not that Pesach is going to be too early this year. Pesach is going to come in the middle of the winter. No, Pesach is going to come this month. But there was snow. There was snow, and there Kol Yisrael Shenek Mekam V'Lahigiu. And there's drachim, iksharim, tanurim, psachim were destroyed in the winter. It was a nasty winter. So this is a totally extraneous tzorach. So ibra hashanah l'tzorach, we know that we do. So that's a machlokes satana. Am I allowed to do ibra chodesh l'tzorach and not extraneous tzorach? So Rashi writes over there in Rosh Hashanah, lav chof and aleph, what is ibur hashanah l'tzorach? So I would have said this braisa. The year is perfect. This is an extraneous story. Rashi writes there, what's Ibar Hashanah Litzorech? He quotes the Brisa on the base of Ibn Peres Ha'ilan and Tkufa. According to the Rambam, that's not called Ibar Hashanah Litzorech. Litzorech means an extraneous story. No, that's the basic din of Ibar Hashanah. We want to have a solar year in a lunar month. So Ibar Hashanah, because of Ov, Tkufa, and Peres Ha'ilan, two out of the three, that's not that it should be a solar year. That's not an extraneous tzorach. So you see from Rashi, Rashi holds that all the three in this price, everything is extraneous tzorach. Take a look, what does Rashi say over here? Al peres ha'ilon, on Yud Aleph Amid Beis. What's Al peres ha'ilon? Rashi writes, because the people are going to come for Shavuos, people come from all over Eretz Yisrael to be on the regal for Shavuos, and they want to bring with them the Bikurim. And if the fruits didn't ripen yet, if they won't be able to bring it when they come for Shavuos, then they're going to have to wait till Sukkot. So it's too late. You can't bring it. You can't wait till Sukkot. It's a tircha de tzibur. It's going to be a tircha. If you're not going to postpone Pesach, and then make an other sheni, then Shavuos is going to come too early, and the people are going to have to come visit the Yerushalayim another time in between Shavuos and Sukkot. So it's an extraneous tircha, the way Rashi says. Not to be matriach the tzibur, tzorach l'tzorach v'lalas pamacheres. Same thing Rashi writes on Ha'aviv. Rashi had two pshatim, so he rejected the second pshat. But he quotes the second pshat, he says it doesn't fit into the Gemara. He's right. Is the Mefarshim, what does it mean, Aviv? That you won't be able to find Omer, that you'll be able to be makriv on Pesach. It's going to be a difficult. That's an extraneous tzorach. You won't be able to find Omer. So you won't find Omer. So what has it got to do? The year is fine. So you see from the second shot in Rashi. Rashi says it doesn't fit into the Gemara. So that's why Rashi learned. That's really what Tosfos learns as well. This Tosfos on Amud Aleph and the Hadrach and Aksharim. Tosfos says, Ibar Hashanah, the same as Rashi and Roshana. Ibar Hashanah is always for extraneous tzorachim. If it's a major tzorach, like we gave a mashal, how do we identify a dead body to allow the wife to remarry? Heteragunis. So you have to have a simen mufik. Simen amtzoi is a shaila in Eile Metzias, but the simen amtzoi, simen beinani, is a simen, is good ben ator, it's only good ben derabban. But hashavas aveda, simen amtzoi is good. A person lost an aveda, and he comes to the Moitzu Haveda puts up a sign, I found a jacket. And I lost the jacket. And I go, I give him Simon. I didn't give him such unusual Simon, that the left sleeve is orange and the right sleeve is green, and inside it has his name written. I don't give Simon Simonim Muvokim, give Simonim Beinanim. So Simon Beinani, you get back the Aveda. But that's a Shaila in the Gemara. Is that a Din D'Oraisa? Is that only a Takana D'Rabbanan? Based on Hefke Bez Nefke, my Nafke Mina. What is the Nafke Mina? Is the Hefke Bez Nefke only works in Dini Mamnis? It doesn't work in Isa the Heter. So let's say a woman's husband is missing and they find a male dead body, and the only way to identify the body was Simonim Beinanim. Simonim Emtsoim. You don't have Simonim Avokim. So that's a Shaila in the Gemara. The Rambam seems to Paskin Luchumer that you need a Simon Muvik. That's how we Paskin in Ebenezer. And Simon Yudzan, you need a Simon Muvik to be Matar Agunas. Because the Hashavas Abed was Simon Beinani, based on the Gemara, seems to be that that's only the Rabbanim. It's only based on Hefke Bez and Hefke. So, but if you have two Simonim Beniim, that adds up to a Simon Muvik. So something similar over here. In order to be Ma'abed Hashanah, you have to have a Tzorach Gadol. We gave the Moshel yesterday, the day before. Let's say the members of the Bezin, they have a Bezin of three or five or seven, whatever, for Ibar Hashanah. And one of them has a Bar Mitzvah coming up, and the kid doesn't know his Pshatel yet, so he wants to postpone Pesach another month, so the kid will have another month to learn the Parsha and to learn the Pshatel. So that's not right. That's a tzorach for one person. That's not right to make Gibra Hashana for his personal tzorach. You have to have a tzorach for all of Kalal Yisrael. So you have to have a tzorach gadol. So that's what Tosfos explains. If you have one of these simanim, Kol Yisrael Shanekrim Emkaimim, or Drochim, or Ksharim, or Tanur Epsach, one of these is a tzorach gadol, you can make Abba Hashana on that. The tzorachim on Amid Beis are side tzorachim. Not like the Rambam learned that on Amid Beis it's a din that the year should be a solar year. No, these are Zaitig Tzorachim. You want to celebrate Pesach properly, you want to celebrate Shavuos properly, you want to celebrate Sukkot properly. That's a side tzorach. So any one of those alone is not sufficient. You have to have a combination of two. Like two simonim and tzoyim add up to make a simon mubuk. So two tzorach muktanim add up to be considered a tzorach gadol. And then there's a third tzorach that's really less significant than that. Avolos mosas sad l'shana. If you have two of these tzorachim, gidoyim and tloyim and gozalu shel apirchu, if you only have two of these tzorachim, that's no good. But this, you can be mitzarv this as a sad, one of these on amid beis. That's like a simon, that's like a tzorach benini. So two tzorachim beninim add up to make a tzorach gadol. One simon, one tzorach benini, but one tzorach katan could be mitzarv from the yachad. But if you have two tzorachim ktanim, these are not mitzarv from yachad. So that's what Tosfos explained. That's the whole system over here. That's why they're in three different brises, because there are three different levels of tzorachim, and they can all blend in together. According to the Rama, you can't blend in the things from an olive with the things on amid beis. The brises on amid olive, zibra shana litzorach for an extraneous tzorach. Everyone agrees that that's legitimate. The brise on amid beis is not ibra shana litzorach. That's a din, because the year has to be a solar year. Totally different. That's what we went through yesterday. Then the Gemara says this, and the Rambam Shita is, Rambam Shita and Sa'ad is totally different. According to the Rambam, Sa'ad is lo malo v'lo merit al pi halacha. It doesn't help at all. It's just when they write the letter, when they send out, when the Bezdin sends out the letter to notify the public that they declared Ibra Shana, so they schmaltz up the letter by throwing in this Sa'ad. What are they schmaltzing up the letter? But al pi din, it doesn't have any effect at all. You can't be mitzarf this tzorach of gazol lapirchu of gedoy mitloim to anything to have a Ibra Hashana. So what do you add it to the letter for? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik can explain, because the Tosefta says Eim Amas Hashana Elin Kein Yitzu Hatzibur, just like you can make a takana derabban or gzera derabban, unless you have haskamas hatzibur. The Gemara says in Maseches Megillah that originally, when they made the takana of Yom Tov Purim, they made a nisa melacha, because it says in the Sefer Esther, "Lasasem emeishta v'simcha." It uses the word Yom Tov. Lasasem Yom Tov. Yom Tov has the connotation of nisa melacha, and then it says later on, they dropped that part. There's no nisa melacha on Purim. Makom shenagel shalal lasas melacha. It's a nice minig, but it's no longer obligatory. Why did they drop it? So the standard Mepharshim say Al Pi Pashtus, they dropped it because they saw that it wasn't accepted by the Tzibur. Whenever you make a Takana de Rabban or Gzera de Rabban, you need that the Tzibur should accept it. So that was an example of a Takana that was not accepted. I'll take, for example, and Ezra made 10 Takanas. One of the Takanas Ezra is that a Balkari is not allowed to learn. And way later, in the days of the Tanoim, they repealed that Takana de Rabban. They allowed, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezeira said, in the end of the second parak in Brochus. So Tosfos is bothered with the kasha. How did the later Tana have the right to repeal Takanas Ezra? You can't repeal a Takana de Rabban unless you're greater b'chochma v'minyan. Why, he thought he was a greater learner than Ezra Sefer? So the Rishonim give different suggestions to answer that kasha. So Tosfos suggests maybe it was a gzeirish, and they saw that it's a gzeirish, and Rabbi Tzibi Yechodim Lamadba. It was never accepted by the Tzibur, so it fell apart. Tosfos gives the other suggestion, but that's one of the suggestions. Maybe it's a gzeirish, and Rabbi Tzibi Yechodim Lamadba.
Does gzeirish and Rabbi Tzibi Yechodim, can that change? Meaning, there's a long time between Ezra and Rehudim and Gzeira. With people not being knowing, was it too much for them then? And just no one noticed for those 200 years?
That's the way Tosfos words it. that they didn't realize till the days of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira that it was just not accepted by the Rav HaTzibah.
But what if the Rav HaTzibah could be Makabel in time of Ezra and then they couldn't a few years later?
So then Tysus assumes, I think, that once it was accepted by the Rav HaTzibah in an earlier generation, then it's binding, even in the later generations, even if they consider it too difficult. Because if they could have survived, we could survive also. Yeah, that's Tysus' words it like that. Even though the Tanoim were all talking about it, they didn't notice that the Rav HaTzibah wasn't observing it. That the Rav HaTzibah just didn't accept.
Is there any mention for of reading the calendar? It's Loa Derosh and all those.
Right.
That's the same thing?
Yeah, we do rig the calendar. Yeah. We do rig the calendar. The Rambam writes, this is very questionable, the Rambam writes that Bizman Shekitshu al Pi Hariya, they didn't have the rule of Lo Yadu Rosh. They didn't rig the calendar. There's Kiddush al Chodesh al Pi Hariya, then it's Kiddush al Chodesh al Pi Acheshmen. The Rambam says that's Halacha Moshe Misina. The Bizman that there's not Gadol, we should do Kiddush al Chodesh al Pi Acheshmen. Bizman that the more correct way is al Chodesh al Achem, because they rave a Kadesh. If the Edom come to the Bezdin, or the Bezdin themselves, or Ruhu Bayom, so if Bezdin saw, you have to have Rias Moilet Halvonim. So the Rambam writes that when the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh was fulfilled in its more correct fashion, so they wouldn't rig, they wouldn't make Ibra HaChodesh Litzorech. But Bizman is that, we do it all the time. The Gemara never makes such a distinction between Mizman Shekidush Al Periya and Mizman is that. The Gemara talks about always like that. That wouldn't be one. Right. That seems to contradict the Rambam, right? I don't know. How is the Rambam going to answer that Gemara? I don't know. Yeah, the Gemara on the bottom of the last line on Daf Yud Amud Beis, the Gemara gives you the simen. He used to recite all the Gemara Baal Peh. So in order to remember the Seder HaMamorim, so they have Zimei, Nasi, Tzorech, Gedi, Zimen. Zimen is the first story that what was the first story? When Rabbi Gamliel was the chief rabbi, Rabban Gamliel means Rabbeinu, our rabbi, chief rabbi. So he said he wants seven Mizumonim. Ema Abzah Shanala Bim Mizumonim. So he said he wants to have seven Mizumonim and what's the name, Shmuel HaKotan was there, and then someone would be embarrassed, so Shmuel HaKotan left. So that's the first one. Then you have Nasi, is the next price after that. Nasi. And once Rabbi Gamliel was in Surya to speak to the government, so he wasn't available that he should be maskim. So they made the Ibra Shana Alatanai that he'll be maskim. Then you have the next one is Tzorech, that's the price. But Ibra Shana Litzorech. Then the next one is the Gdi. The Gdoimet Loim about the Sad Lashana. So that simit is in order to remember the Seder HaMamorim in the Daf, if you're reciting a Mora Baal Peh.
Doesn't the first story have to tell us if there's a real Chiyav that it can only be done by Mizumanim?
Yeah.
Then how can Shmuel Katan walk out and leave someone wasn't Mizuman?
The Pashto says that the requirement for Mizumanim is only Lachatchila B'diyevet, it's not Miyakev. So he was prepared to leave and let them do Ibra Shana without him. But then they all realized that he wasn't the one. He wouldn't come uninvited. So they all left.
The story has to show that it's only Nechila, right? That Mizumanim is only
Nechila. Yeah, the Pashtus is like that. Pashtus is that Mizumanim is only Nechila. Yeah. So then the Gemara on the bottom tells the nusach of the letter that they sent out. Keitzad, what do you mean asad loshana? What's an example? Keitzad, Rabbi Yanu Yamim Shimon Shimon Gamliel, he sent the following letter. Wait a minute, Rabban Shimon Gamliel was the chief rabbi. Rabban means he was the chief rabbi. They sent out the following letter. Ma'adon anachna lachon, anachna modim lachem. Because lai rakichen, this is the sad. The sheep are very soft. In other words, they're born around that season. Human beings are born all year long, every day, every night. The people born, but the behemoths are usually born in that season of the year, about Chodesh Nisan. and you can't bring a Korban Pesach unless it's at least B'yam HaShemini B'Holi Yirotz of the Korban Ish HaShem. Has to be 8 days old. 8 days old is going to be a very, very skinny animal. You're not going to have so much flesh over there. So the Gemara says himself needs to have at least 10 shutfim in one Korban Pesach. If it be a bigger Korban Pesach, they have more than 10 shutfim. See here, the goats and the sheep was so, they were just born. They were so skinny. There was hardly any flesh. So that's why that was the Sad Lashana. According to the Rambam, he threw it into the letter that the Tzibu should be maskim to the Psak of the Ibra Hashana. And according to Taisus, the Rambam tzarf it with one of the other considerations. Vizim the Dabi v'lai Mota. Shifrin Smitsa Ba'poi v'asifis. And I decided, I'm the chief rabbi. Shifrin Smitsa Ba'poi. I decided Vasival Shata closing and he added on 30 days. The Gemara has a parenthetic comment. There is a machlekes hatanim when you make a shana muberes, so you're adding on an extra month. So a month can either have 29 days or 30 days. So the Tanakhama says the whole idea of Ibra Shana, you're making the year longer instead of 12 months, 13 months. So that 13 months should be the maximum. You should add on dafke shloshim yom. Should dafke be shloshim yom because the whole purpose of Ibra Shana. A pregnant year that has an extra time, so you should have 30. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, Chodesh 29 is also good. So the Gemara says, Astir, how can Rav Shimon Gamliel, when he was the chief rabbi, said he's adding on Oda Sheni 30 days? Here he says in the Parsi, he had on 29 days. Amar Papa, no, Tanakama says it has to be 30 days. When you're adding on a month, you have to add on the maximum that you can add on. Rav Shimon Gamliel says it's optional. You can either add on a month of 29 days or 30 days. Oda Sheni can be either 29 or 30. I'm Rav Papa, that's the Pshad. What's the Shloshim Yom? What's the Chodesh? What's the Shloshim Yom? Sure. The other Gemara makes a comment. Look at the difference. There's a quirk of history over here. Rabbi Gamliel was known as a Takif, and Rashi tells you all the stories that they fired him because he was so tough. And he used to mow everybody down, and he used to humiliate other rabbanim in public when they didn't fall in line, they didn't agree with him. When he was the chief rabbi, and he sent out the letter regarding Ibra Hashanah, so he writes, "V'shif and smil seman poi bampi chaveroi." We decided. I decided together a joint decision with the members of the Bezin. And here, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who wasn't known as such a tough, he wasn't known as such a difficult person, so he says, "V'shif and smil seman poi." I decided to make it. Shanamu Beres. So the Gemara says, Tochazi, take a look at the quirk of history over here. Ma'ika ben Takifoi Kadmoi, the original Rabbi Gamliel, Levin Sani Basarai, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was more humble than Rabbi Gamliel. What's the difference? Because Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, Shimon ben Gamliel, I decided, I with the power vested in me as the Nosi, the chief rabbi, I decided to make it a Shanamu Beres. And here the Tanya, the Bar says, Maisa Rabbi Gamliel, he was the difficult one who used to mow everybody down. So he sent letters, and he said, Shifra Milsa Bampoi Bampi Chavroi, and I decided together with the other members of the Bezin. So look how strange it is. So that's the Gemara made such a comment. Look at that, a quirk of history. Then the Gemara makes a suggestion, Dilma Basa Dibru. Maybe he wrote that letter after they fired him. So what happened after they fired him? So that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi says, "Bosa divru nasa onav." Maybe he learned his lesson and he became humbled. Tosfos doesn't learn like that. Tosfos says, "Bosa divru." So they retained him, they fired him, and they made Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah the chief rabbi. Then when Rabbi Gamliel finally realized that he acted improperly, so they made joint chief rabbis, and one was spoke three Shabbos out of four, and the other one gave the shir the fourth Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Shabbos al mihoisa," because at the beginning of Chagigah, because there were chief rabbis b'shutfus. He wasn't the only chief rabbi. So when he wrote the letter, he had to say, "And we decided, me and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah decided, he was no longer the chief rabbi all by himself." See, Rashi is interesting. Rashi says he can take a person who doesn't have humility, and bop him over the head, and insult him, and fire him, and then he will become humble. That's a question. Is that really true? Does it work? If a person is arrogant, is a way to teach him humility. That's a problem. The Gemara says that in the many disputes between the Bishama and the Bisilo, we always paskin, we ruba the ruba, paskin like Bisilo. The Gemara gives two reasons, the end of the first parak in Erevin. One reason is because the Bisilo were in the majority, and the Chumash says in Parshas Mishpatim, Acharam Lahatas. Then the Gemara says the other reason why we paskin like Bisilo, because they were more humble than the Bishama. So more humble accomplishes two things. Number one, that the one who is more humble stands a better chance of being mechaven el ha'emes than the one who is arrogant, because the person is very bright, very arrogant. He thinks whatever he thinks, the muskol rishon, whatever occurs to him first, that's right. And when his chavrusa argues with him, when other people argue with him and say, no, he knows that he's smarter than everybody put together. He's God's gift to the world. He's never going to change his mind. And that even if he thinks in his heart maybe he's wrong, he's not going to say, he'll never admit that he made a mistake. So that's number one. A person who's humble stands a better chance of being mechaven al ha'emes. And then number two, the person is humble, the tzibur will accept his opinion. The tzibur likes people with bali midas. The Rambam, there's a steer in the Rambam in Hilchas Deis between Perek Aleph and Perek Beis. In Perek Aleph, the Rambam writes, the mitzvah of halachta v'drochav, to go in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Torah says, we should imitate the ways of Hashem because we were all created the Tzelem Elokim. So if we'll preserve, we should imitate the ways of Hashem to preserve the Tzelem Elokim that was implanted within us. So the Rambam says that the Derech Hashem, the Halachta B'drachim, is always the Derech HaMamutza, the middle of the road path. Shouldn't be extreme to the right, shouldn't be extreme to the left, always go in the middle of the road. So the Rambam gives a few mashalim. So he gives one mashal from arrogance and humility. Person should always go B'derech HaMamutza. Then in Perek Beis, in Ilchus Deis, the Rambam quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where Rabbi Levitas in Shiavna says, Miod, Miod, Hevi Shval Ruach. So the Rambam understands that to mean you should go to the extreme of humility. You shouldn't go in the middle of the road. So the Lech Mishnah, on the bottom of the page, yes, it's a contradiction. In Perek Aleph, the Rambam gives humility and arrogance as a mashal, where you should go B'derech HaMamutz in the middle of the road. Then in Perek Beis, he writes it. That's the exception to the rule. You shouldn't go the middle of the road. So he has a kashi, he doesn't know the Torah. So the Yosemech writes there in that Rambam, in Hilchas Deis, look in the Pirush HaMishnayis on Pirkei Avos, and you'll see what the answer is. The Rambam tells you what the answer is. He says, Min HaTorah, it's what he wrote in Perek Aleph. He's supposed to go B'derech HaMemutza. And it's only a Gzerim HaDerabbanan that you should go to an extreme. Yod Miod Hevish Val Ruach. Why? Because it's very difficult for people to determine what's the middle of the road. The person is so arrogant. A person will often be so arrogant, so the two extremes are all the way over there, and he'll go in the middle of the road, that's all the way arrogant. He won't even realize that that there's something at the end, the other end of humility. So that's why the Rambam Lam Shat in the Mishnah, it's a Gzerim of the Rabbanon. We're used to thinking of Gzerim of the Rabbanon, and Basa B'chol of the Rabbanon. You have all kinds of Chumers, Hilchot Shabbos, Muktzeh, and Karmelit, there's so many Gzerim of the Rabbanon to do a Malachi Kalach Hayad. We're not used to thinking of Gzeira Derabon in the area of Midas Tovus. The Rambam understood the Ferish and the Ferish Amishan. He said that Mishnah, Miod, Miod, Hebeshwar Ruach, that's a Gzeira Derabon. That's a lesson for life for all of us. You have to go Miod, Miod, Hebeshwar Ruach, because you can never tell. It's very hard to tell what is the Derech HaMamutza. Yes?
Corner Rashi, that Rav Gamliel was actually demoted, then why would he be involved in Yom Hashanah?
First they fired him, and then they took him back. When he apologized to Rabbi Yeshua, then they said, we got to take him back, because his family were always the chief rabbis, but they can't fire Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because he didn't do anything wrong. So they made a deal, they'll be joint Rosh HaSanhedrin, and one will be, I think, Rabbi Gamliel was three Shabbosim, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was one Shabbos. That's when the Gemara says, Shabbos Shal Mihoi, so whose Shabbos was it? So Rashi explains over there, because they used to alternate. Rabbi Gamliel would give the Shia on three out of four Shabbosim, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would give the Shia on the fourth Shabbos. So that's what Tosfos says. They all agree to that. Rashi and Tosfos, they all agree. But Rashi thinks that Bosad Dibru, he was humbled. Tosfos doesn't necessarily have to agree that he became humbled. It just he was obligated to say. He wrote the letter, and he was obligated to write that the chief rabbis of the Sanhedrin, he and the other one, he wrote the letter because he was three out of four. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was only one out of four Shabbosim. Yeah, he wrote the letter. He also wrote, Rashi writes over here, explaining just what this Tosefta is talking about. Achona b'nei Galilo Eloah, b'nei Galilo Tatogol Ho'elion Gol Tachton. So he notified them that there's a Zman HaBiur. What's the Zman HaBiur? What is Zman HaBiur? So Rashi explains, Rashi doesn't fully explain the whole story. The 7-year cycle of the Shemitah is broken down into three parts, the 3 years and 3 years and 1 year. So the 3 years, the first year you give Chumagdala, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, and then the third year you give Maaser Ani. then the fourth and the fifth and the sixth I repeat on the first, the second, and the third. The fourth and the fifth you give Truma Gedola, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. The sixth year is a repeat of the third year. Instead of Maaser Sheni, give Maaser Rani. So then you have to give away the Truma Gedola to the Kohanim, you have to give away the Maaser Rishon to the Levim, and the Maaser Rani you have to give to the Aniyim, shouldn't keep it forever. And then Maaser Sheni, you have to either eat it in Yerushalayim or give it to someone else to eat it in Yerushalayim. So how long do you have? So it's self-understood. You can't leave it till it gets rotten. You're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah. If it gets rotten, there's a mitzvah to be mafrish, to remove the yisat tevel, then it's a mitzvah to give the matnas kuhun and the matnas levian. But let's say it's not going to get rotten. I have it in the storage room and the freezer, it's not getting spoiled. So how long? You can keep it for a few years till you give it away. So there's a din of shas habir. Shas habir is the first unit of 3 years you have until Pesach of the fourth year to give everything away. Then the next unit of 3 years you have until Pesach of the seventh year, of the Shemitah year, to give everything away. So there was a machlokes hatanaim that appears in the Mishnayos in the last perek of Maseches Maaser Sheni. So the Rash Mishans and his Pirush HaMishnayos on the side of the Maseches Maaser Sheni writes that this Rabbi Gamliel who sent the letters over here in Sanhedrin and Alpha Mebeis, he lived before the days of Rabbi Akiva. They were of the opinion that the din of biur, the shas habir, applies even if your tvua didn't yet have meruach. The din is you only mechuyev to be mafresh shumas and maisis if you had first meruach and rias pnei abayis. So then you mechuyev to be mafresh. But see, he didn't even do the meruach. Meruach means you separated the oichel from the psoilas, and you put it in a neat pile. That's how Rashi says. You put it in a neat pile. That's called meruach. Then you have to have rias pnei abayis. So it doesn't become tevel. So you have the Miruch and the Reyes Ben Abai. So the Mishnah says, the earlier Tanoim, including Rabbi Gamliel, were of the opinion that there's a din of Biur when it comes Pesach of the fourth year, Pesach of the seventh year, you have to give everything away, even though this stuff, what do you mean give it away? It's still in a state of Tevel. You weren't even Mafresh Trumas and Maisers yet. So the original Psak was, the original Shita was, that's what it sounds like over here. There's a din of Shas HaBiur, even though they didn't do the Miruch and the Reyes Pnei Abayis yet. The Afrosh and Maestro may Omri Shi Balaya. They didn't do Miruch yet. Still there's a din of beer. So he warns them, you had to shake a leg because Pesach is coming, and before Erev Pesach you have to be mafresh everything and give it away. Then the Mishnah says later, Rabbi Akiva came along and he reversed the Psak. And that's how we paskim his manas and not like this, that the din of beer only applies if they ready with Koreshem on the Chumas and Mises. But if you weren't Koreshem yet, so there's no din of beer.
Rabbi, isn't this the same Rabbi Gamliel who was Mitzayer, the other Tanaim, and Rabbi Akiva was Menachem then?
Okay, but the Psak of Rabbi Akiva was not yet accepted. Correct?
Remember, he was before Rabbi Akiva's Mechadish.
Either before his Mechadish or before his Psak was accepted, one or the other. Okay, correct? Then the Gemara continues in a third Tosefta. All three are Tosefta. Hana Rabbanan. Al Shlosh Adorim Avir Masashana. Al Olav Al Peres Eilim Al At Kufa. Al Shnai Mehem Rabbi. You have to have a combination of two out of three. Alecha Mehem Eimi Rabbi. Bizman Shoviv Echa Mehem. If Chodu Shoviv, Pesach is off kilter. Pesach is not, Pesach is going to be in the winter. It's not going to be in the springtime. Akos Mehem. Everyone will be happy because everyone will... Why will everyone be happy? What does Rashi explain? Hakos mechem. So Rashi says, if Aviv is not one of them, then the Easter Chodosh is extended for another month. If Aviv is one of them, so the tvua didn't ripen yet. So no one is interested in eating the tvua. It's not yet ripe. But if the tvua is ripe, and it is roi lachil, except that you're not allowed to eat it because of the Yisr Chodosh, and you're postponing Pesach because of other considerations, because of the tkufa, the Peres Eilon, but the tvua is ripe already, so then it's really a nuisance. The people are now obligated to wait an extra month before they're allowed to eat the Chodosh. Chodosh is the new tvua from the Chameshes Minidogan that took root after the first day Chalamet Pesach being the Minchas Omer. So whatever took root before Minchas Omer, so the Omer Matiran, then you're allowed to eat it, then it's called Yoshan. But whatever took root after Minchas Omer was Kareh, then you have to wait till next year Pesach. And then if you're going to postpone Pesach another month, and the tour is really edible, it's Roy Lachid, so that people find it a nuisance. It's very annoying. The Yisr Chodesh is Nerech Aleim. You're extending the Yisr Chodesh for another month. So that's not fair. So that's what the Gemara says. If Oviv is one of the two, and Oviv is one of them, then I'll call Smechem. Everyone will be happy because they won't find it annoying that you're extending the Yisr Chodesh because the tour is not ready for Achila anyway. So the Gemara says it's a cryptic statement. Al hatkufa, we're not sure what he means. Ziboilu, al hatkufa smechem, the people will be happy. Or does mean al hatkufa me'abrim? Maybe you don't need two out of three. Maybe tkufa alone is enough to be ba'abed shana. Why should tkufa alone be? Why should that be one side of the Gemara? The Brisa says al shnayim me'hem me'abrim. You need a combination of two tzarachim emtzoyim to be considered one big tzarakotl. So why should one think that Allah Kufa alone? So that's a Shaila Rashi and Tosis. So Rashi writes the second white line, the reason why Tkufa, because Iburim and Atoira, that's Mederaisa. So Tosis says, what do you mean? You mean to say that Peris or Elon, and Oviv is only the Rabbanan? All three are learned out from Psukim and Chumash. What does it say that this is Deraisa? All three are Deraisa. Tosis says, no, the nearer the end of the Tosis, Hodilma Miabrim. Near the time of the tkufa mishum the yapshalitos bo, that's a mathematical calculation. You can figure out when the tkufa is. The tkufa is every 1/4 of the year. The tkufa falls out. You take how long is the solar year? 365 days. So you divide it into four. So every 91 days or something like that. There's going to be another tkufa. So if the tkufas tishrei falls out after sukkos is all over, then your whole calendar is cockeyed. So that's a plain mathematical, that's plain arithmetic, not even higher mathematics. When I was a little boy, and I was in high school, I used to calculate the tkufas in the Yibra Chodesh, when the Mevel HaRabban was going to be, I had nothing better to do. I used to travel from the Bronx to MTA, so I used to calculate on the bus. Then I decided to read Svarim on the bus. So it's a simple calculation when the tkufas, so you can't make a mistake. The Aviv and the Peris Elon, that's a judgment. Do you think the stuff is not sufficiently ripe yet? And you have to judge out of two out of three Medinas in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, Al Shalosh HaRatzas, you have to judge. Tanu Rabbanan, next to Sefta. Al Shalosh HaRatzas, Marmas Al Shana, Yehuda Beva Yad Megal, Shnai Mehem Ab, Malachem Mehem Yabim. So that's a judgment call. Do you think that that's widespread, that the Peris Elon are not sufficiently ripe by Shavuos? You think it's not sufficiently, the pears didn't sufficiently grow for Pesach, but the tkufa is a simple calculation, that's plain arithmetic, that's very easy. So the Gemara is not sure what Rav Shimon Gamliel said over here. But Lamaisa, we paskin, we don't care what he said. You have to have two out of three. Fine. Tana Rabbanan, in Marmas Hashanim Ela Be'eretz Yehuda. There are three areas in Eretz Yehuda, in Golil and Eva Hayarden. So the Ibra Shana should be done, the declaration of Ibra Shana, the Bezin should convene in Eretz Yehuda. Why? The Meru Begolim Mu Beres. But yeah, it'll be good even if a different place. What if there'll be Abba the Shana Chutzlords? No, can't do in a Chutzlords. It has to be done Dafka in Eretz Yisrael. Chatchila should be done in Eretz Yehuda. And but yeah, the Tanakhama says that's how he passed, and even if it's done Begolil is also good. Hey, Chananya Ishonov in the city Ono in Mebrua Begol Einu Beres. He holds that it's even Yaakov B'Yevet. What's the mocker for this? You should do Lachol Adeus. You should do Lachatchila in Eretz Yehuda. And according to the Tana Chananya Ishonov, it's even Yaakov B'Yevet. What's the mocker? So the Gemara says, my time in Chananya. What's the mocker? I'm called the Shich Nesidushu Uvasa Shama. What does it mean? Called Risha Shatadorish Layhu Ela B'Shchena Shal Mokam. What do you mean? The Sheikh no Sidushu. What do you mean? You Dorish what? What do you Dorish? So I think the Maharsha writes Pshat, the Maharshan Chidush Agora writes Pshat. That's in Parshas Re'ei. The Chumash means when you oil a regal, the Sheikh no Sidushu was a Shama, you have to ask the Bezna HaGadol who will be convening in somewhere in Eretz Yehuda, b'shchena shel makom, you have to ask them, when is Pesach, when is Shavuos, when is Sukkot? Is it this month or next month? Are you making Lashana Muberes? So it's next month, or is Pesach this month? So you should be Doresh by the Bez Nagadol. Should I be Oyle Regal this month or next month? Uvaso Shama. And then whenever the Bez Nagadol tells you when Pesach is, then you should be Oyle Regal Uvaso Shama. You should bring the Karbonis there. So you see that it's supposed to be B'Shchena Shal Mokam. Yeah. Shchena Shal Mokam is Eretz Yehuda. That's near the Beis HaMikdash. Mokam is the Rabban Shal Olam. Is the Mokam. Mokam Shal Olam. Yeah. We have a din that you rip Kriya and Ori Yehuda. The Gemara says there are three levels of ripping Kriya over the Churban of Eretz Yisrael. When you see the three levels of Chaim HaDin, the highest level is Haraya Migdash, Beis HaMikdash B'Chorbanah. You have to rip Kriya. Then Haraya Ori Yehuda B'Chorbanah. That's the third. The first was Beis HaMikdash B'Chorbanah. The second is Yerushalayim B'Chorbanah. The third one is Ori Yehuda B'Chorbanah. Yeah. So what is Yerushalayim B'Chorbanah? That's a question in Poskim. Is it Betoras what? Is Yerushalayim B'Chorbanah? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the classical Poskim and said Yerushalayim B'Chorbanah means because Yerushalayim Alpidin is the capital of Eretz Yisrael. It's not just because the parliament decided, because the Knesset decided. The American Congress doesn't recognize. It has nothing to do with politics. Alpidin. Yerushalayim is the official capital, the official capital of Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi in the beginning of Hilchas Malachim that no other king other than Malchei Beis David are allowed to use Yerushalayim as the capital. Yerushalayim is the official capital for the official government. Official government is Malchus Beis David. The present government is not Malchus Beis David. So that's all Pidin. Yerushalayim is supposed to be the capital, the official capital of Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the classical poskim and say the rip in Kriya Yerushalayim Bechorbanah means because it's no longer the capital of Eretz Yisrael. We lost the Medina. We lost the government. So when you see Yerushalayim Bechorbanah, you see that there's no Jewish government. If that's the reason, then Bizman is, we have a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael. We're not so happy about it. But the Chilonim are more unhappy with the government than the religious Jews. Everybody's unhappy with the government. Okay. It's a difficult situation. No one's happy. Okay. So if the reason why ripping Kriya Yerushalayim B'Chorbanah is because of the Churban HaMedina, that we don't have a Jewish government, so today you have a Jewish government, so you don't have to rip when you see the old city B'Chorbanah. And Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach thought not like the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the classical Poskim, that Yerushalayim B'Chorbanah is the Torah's Beis HaMikdash. The Esek Kedusha saying that 10, the Mishnah in Kalim and Perek Aleph says that 10 levels of Kedusha is Beis HaMikdash. So one of the levels of Kedusha is Beis HaMikdash is all of Yerushalayim has the status of Beis HaMikdash with respect to Eden Kodesh Mekalim. Any Kodesh Mekalim there. So even though Bizman HaZeh we have a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael, but we don't have any Beis HaMikdash, you can't eat Kodesh Mekalim, you can't eat Ma'aseh Shen in Yerushalayim. So that's the Shaila. Is one obligated to rip Kriya when he comes and he sees the old city Yerushalayim? And Mechuyif to rip it. So those who always follow Rab Soloveitchik, they always follow Rab Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. So okay, so the rip Kriya. Those who don't always follow, so we say whenever there's a suffix in Kriya, so you don't have to rip Kriya mi suffix. First of all, the whole din of Kriya is only with the Rabbanan, suffix the Rabbanan Lakula. And secondly, it's a suffix Baltashche. Suffix is a Baltashche, so you don't rip Kriya. But if you see the Beit Makam HaMikdash B'Chorbanah, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Bach. The Bach writes, Matzasi Kosov, he saw it's written somewhere in a Sefer, when you stand in front of the Kosel HaMarav, you see the dome of the mosque over there. Ein l'cha churbin gadol mizeh. Dr. Kaczynski quotes, as some say, some have the Chumrah, that you only rip Kriya on the Makam HaMikdash B'Chorbanah. Haroi Beis HaMikdash B'Chorbanah, you have to stand on top of Arat Tzofim, or as they say, whatever, then look in the Ir Atikah, look at the ground, look at the floor of the Ir Atikah at the Mokam HaMikdash. What are you going to see? You're going to see children playing soccer over there. The Arabs are playing games or they're selling merchandise to have. So some say that's called Roya Beis HaMikdash B'Chorbanah. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Bach, Ein Lo Chachur M'Gol Mizeh, when you see the dome of the mosque over there. So that's also Roya Yerushalayim B'Chorbanah. So the Pashtus is, you write Beis HaMikdash B'Chorbanah. So the Pashto says you rip Kriya when you see the Beis HaMikdash B'Chorbanah. One of the prominent Rabbanim from the Dati Lumi world there in Eretz Yisrael said that now, just like there's a third dinner Kriya. I didn't say what's the third dinner Kriya? Ar Yehuda B'Chorbanah. So what's the definition of Ar Yehuda B'Chorbanah? So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Poskim, it means if it's not under Jewish control. Let's say it's a Jewish city, but there's no Jewish government over there. It's under the Turks, or it's under the British, or it's under Arabs, or whatever. So that's b'chorbanam. If it's under Jewish control, then it's b'binyanam. That's a definition that the Magen Avraham quotes from the classical Poskim regarding the third din of Kriya, the lowest din of Kriya, or Yehuda b'chorbanam. So one of the prominent Rabbanim years ago thought that the same applies to the Makam HaMikdash, that if the Beis HaMikdash is not built, but it's under Jewish control, after Mohammed Sheisha Taimim, it's under Jewish control, it's monitored by by the Jewish government, by the Jewish army, he said, you don't have Kriya on the Makam HaMikdash. Rav Soloveitchik thought that was utterly ridiculous. Beis HaMikdash b'chorbanam means you don't have a Beis HaMikdash. What does it have to do whether it's under Jewish control or not? Or Yehuda b'chorbanam, that's a different thing. So there the Magen Avraham says the definition of b'chorbanam is if it's under Jewish Memshelet Yisrael. Years ago when they gave away...
It's not under Jewish control anyway.
Jordanians are in charge.
Yeah, the Waqf is in charge of the Makom HaMikdash.
But I think officially the Jewish army is in charge of everything.
Force, the one who, that's the compromise. The Israeli police force keeps...
Okay,
the
so it's not even. So it's not even. Okay, so for sure you should rip Kriya. For sure. So that's the Shaila. On Beis HaMikdash b'chorbanam, the Pashtus is... You certainly do have to rip Kriya. Or Yehuda b'chorbanam, those cities that are under Jewish control, you don't rip Kriya. Years ago, when they gave over Beit Lechem to the Palestinian Authority, that is officially not under Jewish control of the Jewish army, so the Sephardi chief rabbi at that time, I think Rabbi Bakshi Doron, forgot already who. So whoever was the Sephardi chief rabbi said at that time, now you have to rip Kriya when you go see the city of Beit Lechem. He was just saying over what it says in the Magen Avraham. So they made a whole hullabaloo in the newspapers, taking a stand on a political issue. Didn't say anything political. He just said when it's under Jewish control, it's considered b'binyan. It's under Goyish control, it's considered b'chorban. So you have to rip Kriya and Beis Lechem.
So someone who drives on that road every day to work, does he have to rip Kriya every day?
You have to rip every single day. If you ripped Kriya in the last 30 days, then you don't rip again. So probably the first time he passed by, he was probably before Bar Mitzvah. Let's say there's someone who lived in Eretz Yisrael, he was born in Eretz Yisrael. So a cotton doesn't have to rip Kriya. When someone dies, that's a different din. The Gemara says, Kriya luchud, v'avelis luchud. So the Kriya is not a form of avelis. Even though we paskin, k'tanim don't, there's a machloikis ha'gainim, where the cotton before bar mitzvah has a din of chinuch, and the rabbani has to keep all the mitzvahs on Torah. Is there a din of chinuch and avelis? So that was a big machloikis in the days of the ge'ainim. The Psak HaMekubal in Shulchan Aruch is that there's no Chinuch HaNavelos. For whatever reason, there's no Chinuch HaNavelos. Moshe has a whole tshuva, he discusses why. Why is there no Chinuch HaNavelos? That's the Psak HaMekubal. So there's no Chinuch HaNavelos, but nonetheless, there is Chinuch HaNripping Kriya. You have to rip Kriya for a child, even before Bar Mitzvah. The Gemara said, there's a Din Mirabban, you have to rip Kriya even for an infant. So let's say an infant lost a parent. He doesn't even understand what it means that he lost a parent. So the Gemara says, Bekaren Lakotan, Nifnei Agmas Nefesh. So that all the people come to be Menachem Olvish and realize what a tragedy it is that the little baby is only half a year old, is only 6 months old, he lost his father, he lost his brother, whatever, that will be a tragedy. But if the child is a Gila Chinuch, then the child rips Kriya because of Chinuch. So the Gemara says Chinuch, the Gemara says that Kriya Luchud v'Avelis Luchud. Ripping Kriya is not a Chelek of Avelis, a different din. Even a cotton that doesn't observe Avelis has to observe ripping Kriya. A Chalamoid, one doesn't, someone dies in Chalamoid, you have to rip Kriya, it's a Mishnah. And you don't observe Avelis. You don't observe Avelis till after Yontav is over. So that's only ripping Kriya. When a relative dies, then the Gemara says, Kriya Luchud, Avelis Luchud. By ripping Kriya over the Kaisel HaMaravi, over seeing the Makom HaMikdash B'chorban, and the Magen Avraham says, that's a chelik, that's an integral part of Niyug Avelis on the Mikdash. So Ketanim don't observe Avelis. So Ketanim don't have to rip Kriya. So whoever was born in Eretz Yisrael, he came to Eretz Yisrael before his Bar Mitzvah, so he never had a rip Kriya when he was a cotton. Then when he becomes Bar Mitzvah, he doesn't have to rip Kriya now. He just saw the Kaisel HaMaravi last week before his Bar Mitzvah. And then if he goes by every month, once a month, within 30 days, he doesn't rip Kriya again. They say that when Rav Zalba Soloveitchik ran away from the Nazis and he came to Eretz Yisrael, so he never went to visit the Kaisel HaMaravi. And one of his children, his daughter, once disappeared for a while, and then she came home. He said, where were you? So she said that she went to daven by the Kaisel HaMaravi. He said, what did you do that for? He didn't see what the need was. He didn't bother to go to the Kaisel HaMaravi. till one of his children was ready to get married. His oldest child was going to get married. So then he decided to go to the Kosel HaMaravi. So he went, he ripped Kriya, and he said Tilim. He was mispalad that the Zivik should be Aliyov. And then every month he would go within 30 days and shouldn't have to rip Kriya again. If a person hasn't seen the Kosel HaMaravi in 30 days, he got to rip Kriya again. So again, so Eretz Yehuda, for that purpose, what's the din over there? Why do you rip Kriya in Eretz Yehuda? Because Eretz Yehuda is Shechena Shal Mokaim, because it's close to the Beis HaMikdash. No. So why does Eretz Yehuda b'chorbana? Why is it defined under Jewish control, under non-Jewish control? What is Eretz Yehuda is near the capital city. Pashtuns like the Mishnah Brura quotes from the classical Achrayim that ripping Kriya on Yerushalayim b'chorbana is because Yerushalayim was the capital. So you rip Kriya over the Churban HaMedina. So Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shlaim Zalman thought not so. They thought ripping Kriya over Yerushalayim b'chorbana is because Yerushalayim is an extension of the Beis HaMikdash. Even though everything is under Jewish control and there's a Jewish government and they declare Yerushalayim is the capital, but they thought you still rip Kriya today because there's no Beis HaMikdash. So that machloikis is machloikis in the Mishnah Brura and others. That's a shadow. What's the nature of ripping Kriya on Yerushalayim b'chorbana? What about Ar Yehuda b'chorbana? Then no one says because Ar Yehuda are extension of Shechena Shel Mokom. Because Ar Yehuda, Eretz Yehuda, that's where the Malchus is. Le'osu Shevet Yehuda. The king is supposed to be from Shevet Yehuda. Officially is supposed to be from Shevet Yehuda. And Eretz Yehuda is the land of the Malchus. If there are Ar Yehuda b'chorbanim under non-Jewish control, you're ripping Kriya over the Churban HaMedina. If it's under Jewish control, then you don't rip Kriya. So there, when you get to ripping Kriya on Ar Yehuda b'chorbanim, there, the vort is not so much Chenu Shel Mokom, the vort is that it's, that's the section of Eretz Yisrael where the capital is located. Yerushalayim is in Eretz Yehuda. Masha'eni came over here. Here the Gemara says the insistence I'm doing Hebrew Hashana, Dafke, and Eretz Yehuda is because Shechena Shel Mokom. It's not so much because that's the country, that's the section, that's the state in Eretz Yisrael that has the seat of the government there. No, it has nothing to do with Hebrew Hashana. Hebrew Hashana is because it's near the Beis HaMikdash. Should be Shechena Shel Mokom. Yeah, Tosis has a kasha, the last two lines in the last three lines in Tosis. Koshik says to be brochus shom, the last daphne brochus samach gimel on a base. Nafkalom midichsiv kimitzian teitzis. So, Rocha Maisi, when the Sheikh Nasir should. The two Gemaras are saying the same thing. That Kiddush HaChodesh and Hebrew Hashanah should take place in Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yehuda. Preferably in Eretz Yehuda. We paskin with the Yevit, it's good even in Golo. We don't paskin like Hananya Ishono. We pass like the Tanakhama. But the insistence that it should take place in Eretz Yehuda, Eretz Yisrael, is two different psukim. There the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Kim in Tzion Teitzis. So here the Gemara quotes a different Pasuk, L'shich Nesidu Shehu V'asar Sham. So Teitzis has the Kasha, they don't have a Teretz. Yeah. The Marsha has a Teretz. It's a question whether the Teretz is correct or not. Marsha, I remember, maybe it's the Tzlach. I think it's the Tzlach in the end of Brochas, on the Avsamah Gimel. On the base. The Tzlach is a sefer authored by the Nerdy Behuda on Maseches Brachas and a little bit on Beitza and a little bit on other Mesichtas, but mainly on Beitza and on Brachas. So the Tzlach gives an answer. He says, Kimitzia in Teitze Seira. It sounds like Torah Chadoshim Yiti Teitze. The Bezna Hagorl should meet in Tzion and Eretz Yehuda and Eretz Yisrael to come up with new Chidush Adinim. So he said, that's only Kiddush HaChodesh. The Gemara there in Brachas Daf Samach Gimel is talking about Kiddush HaChodesh, and Agmar is talking about Ibra Hashana. Agmar is talking about Ibra Hashana. I think the Masha says this part: the Sheikh Nesidushu was Hashama. You should ask the Bez Nahagorol who convened the Shechena Shel Mokom. When should be early Rego? Should become this month or next month? You ought to make it a Shana Muveres, and then Pesach is going to be postponed a month. Uvas Hashama before your early Rego, come ask a Shaila of Shechena Shel Mokom, the Bez Nahagorol. When is Pesach going to fall? So they had to have this new Pasuk. They couldn't rely on the other Pasuk, Kimitzian Teitzisar, because that Pasuk is only talking about Kiddush HaChodesh, because in Kiddush HaChodesh we have a din, Atem HaFilu Mutim, Atem HaFilu Shoygingim, Atem HaFilu Mizudin. Bez Nagadol has the right to do whatever they please. It's not right, but for the Evid it'll be Chal, even Atem HaFilu Mizudin. They have a right to declare Rosh Chodesh even in error. And that din of Atem HaFilu Mutim, Atem HaFilu Mizidin, that only applies to Kiddush HaChodesh and doesn't apply to Ibar Hashanah. That's the suggestion that the Tzlach has, and that Rebbe Yehuda and the Sefer Tzlach. stealing the nefesh chaya. Some people think it has to do with Zionism. Tzion has nothing to do with Zionism. They were all Zionists. We all died. Tzion, the nefesh chaya. Chai was his mother or his wife. I forgot. Someone died. Huh? His mother. His mother died. So he wanted to memorialize the mother. So he called the sefer Tzion. Tzion means a maskeret. The nefesh chaya. So he's working with the assumption that atem afilu mutim doesn't apply to Yibur Hashanah. Only applies to Kiddush HaChodesh. Where did he get that from? Because the Gemara has a machlokes. Take a look at the bottom of Yud Beis Hamid Aleph. This is very famous discussion. The last six lines. Tana Rabbanan, another Tosefta. Everything is Tosefta here in Sanhedrin. Tana Rabbanan. The line begins with the word Rabbanan. Eim Abner Sarshanim Ne'atuma. That's not a valid cause. If the Bezna Godel sees that everyone's going to be Tamei when it's time for Korban Pesach, they have to make Yibur Hashanah at the end of Ador. So you have at least 2 weeks. You have 14 days, the beginning of this, and they see it's just not going to work. The people will not be able to become Tohar by the 14th of Nisan to be able to bring the Korban Pesach to Tav. How can they predict in advance? What? So Rashi gives you a funny case. Rashi says that the chief rabbi is deathly sick and he's going to die in another week and a half. And the din is whenever the Nasi Shemeis, Hakol Krevov. I mean, Hakol Krevov, Salka Daitach, everybody is related to the Nasi, Hakol Kikrevov. Everybody is considered like a relative. That's a Loshan Abraisa in Moit Kot, in the third pair. Hakol Kikrevov, even though a Kohen is not allowed to be in Metam and a Mason unless it's one of the seven relatives, so if the chief rabbi dies, Hakol Kikrevov, everybody has a din like a Korev, and everybody's Mukhiv to be Metam. That's what Tosis quotes. The name Rab Chaim Cohen. Chaim Cohen was the Talmud of the Rabbi Natam. So when the Rabbi Natam passed away, he wasn't in town. So he said if he would have been in town, he would have been Metami to Rabbi Natam. Even though Rabbi Natam is not a relative of his, wasn't one of the seven relatives, he considered Rabbi Natam like the Nasi. That was his Rebbe Mubik. He learned everything by the Rabbi Natam. So the Rashi learns that that's the pshat. The bottom Rashi, the wide lines on the bottom of Yud Beis Amin Aleph, the Rashi has four lines from the Kagon Shoy Anasi, the chief rabbi, is Choyle Vyamdu Lomas Erev Pesach, 6 days before Pesach. And in order to, if you attend the funeral, in order to become Torah, it's not enough just to go to Mikveh. You have to first have Hazor Shlishi Shvi from Paraduma Yeshes, and then you can go to Mikveh after the Hazor Shvi. So they size up the situation, just not going to work. Either that's the case. Or perhaps the case is Farfal. They just see there are not enough people to be Matai Rola Mesa. Maybe everybody's tummy already now, but they don't have enough Paraduma water over here. They have to get some more. They ran out of Paraduma ashes. Sure, whatever the case, for some reason or another, they know that everybody will be tummy when it comes time for Erev Pesach to be Makrib, the Korban Pesach, and Yud Dalanist. So the Tanakhama says that's not a valid reason. That's not a valid reason. And the Brisa sounds like Rabbi Yudah Amim Abba. Rabbi Yudah disagrees and he says it's permissible to be Ma'abba the Shana. And then he tells his story. Rabbi Yudah, but the story that he tells contradicts what they quote in his name. Ma'ase b'chizkeo ha-melech, the last four lines on the bottom of Yud Beis Amidal. Once upon a time in the days of Tanakh, it says Chizkeo ha-melech had the people observe Pesach. Ochlas ha-Pesach here, the top line from Dirayam. Top line of Yud Beis Amidal. They observed Korban Pesach improperly, the wrong day. And his father, Chizkio Aleim, it was all his fault. He encouraged the people to observe Pesach the wrong way, cockeyed. And he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Atad, the good God, Yichapeh Ba'ad. Good God should forgive the Jewish people because they made this mistake. Rabbi Yudah says, first they quote Rabbi Yudah on the bottom of Yud Beis HaMenah, Rabbi Yudah Amem Abrim. That Tuma is a valid cause. Whenever the Bezin sees that many people will be Tamei Meis and won't be able to participate in Korban Pesach, it's a good reason to be Ma'ab L'Shan. Then he contradicts himself. He says, the story in Tanakh was Ma'isa Shehoya was Ma'isa B'chizkio HaMelech Yehuda She'ibra Sashana B'nei HaTuma. This is why he made Ibra Hashana. And then he realized that it's wrong. Because Rachman Malatzmo, because he has forgiveness from HaKadosh Baruch, because he did wrong. What do you mean he did wrong? He just said Ma'ab Sashana B'nei HaTuma. So Rashi says the Gemara is going to ask the Kasha. So the Gemara says the Tanakh, there's a machlekes hatanoim. When you have a korban tzibur, so you're allowed to bring it in a state of tuma. So that's what the Gemara says. Tuma is muta b'tzibur. So Tosis writes on the top of Amud Beis, Yud Beis Amud Beis, Tumas Mutah B'Tzibur. So Tosis writes, this is really a misnomer. It doesn't really depend on a Korban Yochid versus a Korban Tzibur. It depends whether it's Manakavua, Ain's Manakavua. So Ruba, the Ruba of the Korbanus Tzibur, was Manakavua. Tmidim Umasafim is Manakavua. You have to bring it Dafke this day, Ova Yama Batal Korbana. So you can't bring it in a if you're going to insist, you can't bring it in a state of Tumah, so you're going to miss out. It's mana kavua. So any korban, roiv of the korban siba is mana kavua. So since you're going to, you'll miss the korban, you can't do it another day. So it's muta to bring it betume, it's decha Shabbos and it's decha tume. Once in a while you have a korban siba, which is not mana kavua. Where do you have that? Tosfos says, parhalon davashel siba, the specific date when you have to bring it. So that's not decha, Shabbos, not decha tume. Then the korban yochid, ruba the ruba of korbanos yochid are not zmanam kavua. Person took a neder to bring a shlomim, to bring an oila, so he doesn't have to bring it today. Wait till he becomes to, he'll bring it next week. Or he was mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, he had chelav adam b'shoigig. He has to bring a carbon chatos or an osham, whatever Hashem is eilus. Any of the hashamas that he brings, he doesn't. There's no specific date that you have to bring it in. So carbon yochid is not the chetumah because it's not zmanu kavua. Once in a while you have a carbon yochid which is zmanu kavua, namely, for example, Par Yom Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol has to pay for a korban par, a par lachatos on Yom Kippur, so that is Decha Yom Kippur. It's Decha Yom Kippur, it's Decha Tumim, because it's Mana Kavua. O Chavita Kohen Gadol, every day of the year the Kohen Gadol has to bring a Minchas Chavita, every single day of the year. If he's not going to bring it today, he'll miss out, he has to bring tomorrow, tomorrow's. Can't bring tomorrow today's korban Chavita Kohen Gadol. So the Minchas Chavita, that's Decha Tumim, that's Decha Shabbos, Decha Tumim. Then Korban Pesach also. Korban Pesach is a Korban Yochid. Korban Yochid is paid for by your private money. It's not purchased with Machsa Shekel money. Korban Siba purchased with Machsa Shekel money. So that's what Tosfos points out. What Tosfos says here, it's a Beferish and Mishnah in Tmura, the second parak in Tmura. Reb Meir says it in the Mishnah, beginning of the second parak, that the Aloch of Tumah is Mutah B'Tzibur. Doesn't really depend on Korban Yochid versus Korban Siba. It's a little bit of misnomer. Enad Ovetol B'Tzibur B'Yochid. Rather, it depends what is Mana Kavua. It rains Mana Kavua. The same din for Decha Shabbos and Decha Tumah. If it's Mana Kavua, it's Decha Shabbos, Decha Tumah. And if it's Ains Mana Kavua, it's not. So Nachamol, so the Korban Pesach. Here the Bezdin, the 3-7, the 3-5-7, the Bezdin of the seven Rabbanim, in charge of determining whether they want to make a Shanim Uberis. You see, everybody's going to be Tameh on Yudalad Nisan. They predict in advance, everybody's going to be Tameh. So is that a cause to postpone Pesach? So everybody will be Tohar. So the Gemara says, well, there's a Machlokes HaTanoim. I'm going to quote Malchayim Sabshimin Reb Yudit. And it's a Machlokes HaMaroim. It's in Yuma Davzayin on the base. Machlokes HaMaroim. Then they finally show it's really a Machlokes. It's in Yuma Davov on the base. Then the Gemara shows in Yuma Zayin on the base, it's a Machlokes HaTanoim, Reb Shimon Reb Yudit, that they're going to quote over here. When you have a Korban Shezmana Kavua, we usually call it a Korban Tzibur. Korban Shezmana Kavua is Decha Tumah. Is that Betoris Dechuya or is that Betoris Hutra? What do the two terms mean? Hutra means Heta Gomer. Lechatchila, when the Torah gave the din that you're not supposed to be Makor Karbonis and Tuma, it never applied to Karbon Shezmana Kavua. There was never an issue, it's Heta Gomer. Or should I say no? The Torah gave a prohibition, you're not supposed to be Makor Karbon in the state of Tuma. And that should have really applied to all Karbonis. And then the Torah gave another clause, another sif, and the Shulchan Aruch, that if this din, not to be makar karbanis in the state of tumah, whether the kohen is tummy or the karban is tummy, you're not supposed to be makar in the state of tumah. If this comes in conflict with a mitzvah, a karban, shezmana kavua, then the mitzvah of the karban takes precedence over the isa. A is decha B. So that's a machlokes tanoim and a machlokes hamaroim. The Rambam paskins dechuya. The Rambam paskens that Tumah is Dechuya B'Tzibah, not Hutra B'Tzibah. So Gemara says, that is the Machlokes over here. The Tanakhama says, Eimer Abmas Hashanah Pnei HaTumah, it's not a valid cause to make Ibra Hashanah, because Tumah is Heta Gomer B'Tzibah. There's no Tzorach over there. It's considered Shalol Tzorach Klal. You're not gaining anything by avoiding to bring the Korban Pesach in the state of Tumah. It's Heta Gomer, so that you don't even have to try to avoid it. And the Rabbi Yudah Aimer, we can conceive, there are Tanoim who disagree, and they say, Ma'abim, it is a valid cause to be Ma'abim the Shana Rai, because they hold that Tumah is Dechuy B'Tzibur. So Dechuy B'Tzibur, B'koshi hitira hatur. That's the Lashon Rashi and Brachas. B'koshi hitira hatur. A is derech B if it's litzorech. So if you can avoid it, if you can make other sheni, so more correct is to avoid it, so you won't have to bring the korban Pesach in a state of tumah. So Pashto says that that should be the issue, whether ma'abim sarshanam tnei atuma or ei ma'abim sarshanam tnei atuma. But we don't understand Rabbi Yehuda's statement doesn't read straight. First he says ma'abrim, that it's mutal l'chatchila, that's what it sounds, mutal l'chatchila, that's a valid tzorach, valid cause to make Hebrew Hashanah. And then he says, and that was pshat in the story in Divrei Yomim, Chizkiyahu HaMelech was mispalo because he did wrong, he was ma'abrim l'chatchila p'nei atuma. No, you just said that it's a valid cause, you are ma'abrim sarshanam tnei atuma. So Rashi says on Amen Aleph, the Gemara is going to ask the Kash. Let's see the next line in the Gemara. So Reb Shimon Oimer, the third line from the top of Yud Beis and Beis. Tana Reb Shimon Bar Yochai disagrees with Reb Yehuda. That's not the pshat in the story. If that's the mistake that Chizkiyahu HaMelech made, that is Ma'abad Hashanah Mepnei Atuma, so B'di'evad the din would be Mu'beres. It would be B'di'evad at least. It would be good. Tana Kama says not a valid cause to be Ma'abad Hashanah. But B'di'evad would be Mu'beres. So what is he asking for? Forgiveness? They didn't do anything. That what they did, Shaloi Kadin. Not that Ochlos HaPesach B'loi Karkosuv. They didn't eat Korban Pesach improperly. No. They eat Korban Pesach. What they did something, Shaloi Kadin, they were Ma'abad Hashanah improperly. They were Ma'abad Hashanah Bnei Atumah, and that's not a valid cause. That was a mistake. But it wasn't anything wrong. Ochlos HaPesach B'loi Karkosuv. That doesn't read straight. So Reb Shimon disagrees with Reb Yehuda. Im Bnei Atumah Ebruah. Mu'beres. Why is he praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hashem HaTev Yechapa Ba'ad? Hashem should forgive the Jewish people that they had Korban Pesach Shalei Kedin. It's not true. What did he do that was absolutely dead wrong? What did Chizkiyahu do that was wrong? He's supposed to be Ma'adar Ba'abed Hashanah sometime in the month of Adora earlier. He declared this year is going to be Hashanah Mu'beres and it's going to be Odarishan and Odarishan. He waited till after they declared Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and then he woke up after they declared, and they didn't say this should be Adar Sheni. He said this is Mekudesh HaChodesh, today is Chodesh Nissan, and then after they declared the Chodesh Nissan, then they decided to have to be Ma'abed Hashanah. They declared instead of Chodesh Nissan, it's going to be Chodesh Adar Sheni, and Korban Pesach will be postponed. The observance of Yom Tov Pesach will be postponed for a month. So that's not good even with the Evet. You can't be Ma'abed Hashanah after he already declared that it's Rosh Chodesh Nissan. He made extra month after he already declared it as Rosh Chodesh Nissan. He declared, we made a mistake, it was really Adar Sheni. There is no such thing. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, I'm a Mishum Reb Shimon, he quotes a different version of what Reb Shimon. We have the version Reb Shimon has quoted, Ibn Nisim and Nisim, he says a different one. He told all the people that they should eat Pesach Sheni because everybody was Tameh in Pesach Rishon. And that's a mistake, only Yechidim. If less than 50% of the Tzibur Tameh, then Yechidim Ish, how to say? Ish Ashiyah Tameh. Yechidim an nitcha le Pesach Sheni. The Roi Vatzibor is not supposed to be nitcha le Pesach Sheni. So that was the mistake. Fine. So now the Gemara quotes the Eftiru Tudats. They quote the Kasha that Rashi said on Amun Aleph. It doesn't read straight. Amar. It says in the Braise, they quote from Amun Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda, Amabrim. It's a valid reason to be Mabrim. Alma Isle the Rabbi Yehuda, Tumah Duchuyi Betzibor. That's the Shaila. Like he said before, is this, if Tumah Hutra Betzibor had the Gomor, so it's not a valid cause to be Ma'abed Hashanah. If Tumah Duchuyi Betzibor means you should try to avoid it, so then it should be Ma'abim Sashanah. So if Rabbi Yehuda is quoted Ma'abim Sashanah, they have Tumah. So apparently he thinks that Tumah is Duchuyi Betzibor. So that is a tzorach. That's a valid cause to be Ma'abed Hashanah. Freg di Gemara, Aibu Hatanya, it seems to be a machlekes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon, where the Tumah is Duchuyi Betzibor, Hutra Betzibor. This machlekes Amaroim and Yuma Davavim and Beis, the Gemara says on Dav Zainam and Beis and Yuma, that it's really machlekes, these Tanaim, Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda. What's the machlekes? The Pasuk said that the Kohen Gadol has to wear Shmoina Begadim. One of the Shmoina Begadim is the tzitz. And so, what's the significance of wearing the tzitz? Why amitzch atomid? He should always wear the tzitz, l'ratzen lahem lefnei Hashem. When the Kohen Gadol wears the tzitz, that's miratze, amtsalokarba. Miratze means ritza hatzitz. You have an expression in Mishnayis and Gemara. The Gemara says, you bring a korban, you did something improper in the korban. So b'di'evit, is it hurtza? Is it b'di'evit loy hurtza? Is the korban kosher b'di'evit or is it pasul b'di'evit? So when you say hurtza, it means that kosher was the korban was kosher b'di'evit. Loy hurtza means not acceptable. You have to bring it over again. You weren't yotze the first time. So the pasuk says the kain gadol should wear the tzitz leratzan lahem lefnei Hashem, to be meratze on the pasul of karbonis. So Gemara has a whole discussion in the beginning of Yuma there on Dabzayim, which pasul of karbonis? What, they shechted the carbon balayla? They bezarek the dam balayla, the dam spilled it. Whenever zarek the dam, what kind of a psul is it? They brought a balmum on the mizbeach. The Gemara says, all of these are no good b'di'evet. He did the avodah with his left hand instead of the right hand. He did the avodah in a sitting position instead of the standing position. All this is no good even b'di'evet. The Gemara establishes by process of elimination. The Gemara discusses 25 psulim. Which psul is it meratzah? That when the kohen gadol is wearing the tzitz, then the carbon is kosher, even though you did something improper with it. So more by process of elimination, Mar says the only psul of the karbonis that he could possibly be referring to is the psul tumah. That the carbon is brought in the state of tumah, either the kohen is tameh or the carbon is tameh, so the carbon is possible even midyevit, except if the kohen gadol is wearing the tzitz, then the tzitz is meratz. So that's the meaning of the pasuk. So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim. Is the tzitz only meratze if the carbon was brought in a state of tumah? Tzitz is only meratze if the kohen gadol is wearing it. That's the simple reason. The kohen gadol should always wear it, so that leratzen lahem. If he's wearing it, it's meratze. Odal mitzcha meratze. Ein al mitzcha. If he's not wearing it, ein a meratze. What is mitzcha, by the way? What is mitzcha? So in Hebrew, we say usually the mitzach is the forehead. So the simple reading of the pasuk sounds like the tzitz was on the forehead. So that's one opinion of Tosfos. And Tosfos has another opinion. No, but just like it says, the Targumunculus writes on mitzcha b'nei nohi. What does that mean, b'nei nohi? So it says by tefillin. It says in Kriyashma, oyra tetov is b'nei necha. So we don't put the tefillin over here b'nei necha. We don't put it over here either. B'nei necha means on the hair, above the hairline. Mechuvin keneged the space b'nei necha. So that's what Tosfos has one opinion. That the tzitz was not over here, the tzitz was over here. And then Tosfos explains how come it says in the Chumash that the kohen gadol and the kohen hedyot, some of the begadim they share in common, and four begadim they're only miyuchad for the kohen gadol. So one of the begadim that they both share in common is the mitz nefes. So sometimes it's referred to in Chumash as mitz nefes, and sometimes it's referred to as, well, what's the other lashon? Mikbas. What is a mitznefes? What's a mikbas? A posh b'shat is, they're used interchangeably. So Tosfos has one opinion, no. The kohen gadol's yarmulke was smaller than that of the kohen hedyot. Why? Because the kohen gadol had to have the tzitz over here on his hairline, then he had to have the tefillin shel rosh behind it, then he had to have the mitznefes behind that. So his yarmulke was smaller. The kohen hedyot wore the tefillin over here. He didn't have a tzitz that took up two etzbois. He had the tefillin right away with two etzbois. Then he had the mikbas over here behind it. So the yarmulke of the kohen hedyot was bigger in size than the yarmulke of the kohen gadol. That's one opinion in Tosfos. According to the other opinion, no. You put the tzitz over here. Hoyal mitzcha tamid. Mitzcha means the forehead. And they both kohen gadol, they both have the tefillin shel rosh. The Gemara says they could wear tefillin shel yad because he can't wear it on top of the shirt. Because the shirt will be a chatzitza. You can't wear below the shirt, because then the tefillin will be a chatzitza between the shirt and the guf. So there's an issue of chatzitza. So shalyad they didn't wear. And the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim who wore big dekuna, didn't wear shalyad. But the shalyad is not mi'akev the shalrosh. So the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash, they always wore shalrosh. They didn't wear shalyad. When they daven in the morning, before they put on big dekuna. So they put on shalyad and shalrosh. But then when they wanted to put on big dekuna, they had to take off the shalyad. Leave on the shalrosh. Right, so that's a machlokes hatanai right over here. The Gemara quotes it, right? So there are two ways to read the pasuk. V'hayal mitzcha tamid, the kohen gadol is recommended you should always wear the tzitz because l'ratzon lahem lefnei Hashem. If he'll be wearing the tzitz, it'll be meratze. So the korban that's korev in a state of tumah will be acceptable b'di'evet. And if he's not wearing the tzitz, then it won't be. Ein al mitzcha, ein al meratze. The other time it says, then v'hayal mitzcha. Pause. Tamid l'ratzon lahem. The trup doesn't fit in. The Gemara said the trup is supposed to follow the interpretation of the pasuk. So by us, we assume al mitzcha meratza ein al mitzcha ein meratza. We read al mitzcha tamid. We recommend should always wear the tzitz because when he's not wearing it, it's not meratza on the pasul l'korb. If he is wearing it, then it is meratza on the pasul l'korb.
At which point should he have it on? When
We'll have to get to that some other time. We'll just throw everybody off. Okay. We'll wait a while. So this is a machlokes ha-tanaim. So the Brisa says, V'hatanya tzitz ben she'esh tal mitzchem v'shein al mitzchem eratze divi Reb Shimon. Shimon holds, even if the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz, the fact that the tzitz is hanging, it's in a drawer, it's hanging on a hook in the Beis HaMikdosh, the tzitz is not broken. If the tzitz is broken and it's not intact, then it's not meratze. But the existence of the tzitz in the Beis HaMikdosh is meratze. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and we assume like Rabbi Yehuda, od al mitzchem eratze, only if the Kohen Gadol is wearing it, ein al mitzchem, ein od al mitzchem, ein a meratze, only when you're wearing it. So that's how we assume like Rabbi Yehuda. They have the tzion for the Rambam is like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's how you pause in the pasuk. Why a mitzchem tamid, kama the ratzon lam lefnei Hashem. The Kohen Gadol should always wear it in order that it should be meratze. If he's not wearing it, it's not going to be meratze. And the Tana Reb Shimon holds that the existence of the tzitz is meratze. So he doesn't translate the pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda. He pauses. Why a mitzchem? Not why a mitzchem tamid. Why a mitzchem kama? And tamid leratzam lefnei Hashem. The tzitz, the existence of the tzitz is always meratze, even if he's not wearing it.
As soon as the Kohen Gadol has to go to the bathroom, then during those 5 minutes, then there's no ritzui.
That's the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, when the Kohen Gadol has to go to the bathroom, he starts taking off the big dekuna to go to the bathroom. They tell everybody, stop the hakrovas hakama, stop the music, and in case there's going to be a psul tumah. So we don't want the carbon to be puzzled. So they wait. They'll wait. So that's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon argues with Rabbi Yehuda. He says, what are you going to do in the following case? Like you said, what are you going to do? The Kohen Gadol has to go to the bath. So you tell everybody, stop the music. Don't be mock of any carbonus. But there's one time on the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur when he does the avoda in the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Heichal. He only wears the abob gadim. He doesn't wear the shmarim gadim. He's not wearing the tzitz. So you can't say stop the music. No, anybody be makir any karbonis. No, the Kohen Gadol has to be makir karbonis, not wearing the tzitz. So that's, you're running a risk. You may bring the karbonis, then you'll find out later that it was kari betumah and the karbon was pasul. So you're running a risk. So the world doesn't come to an end. So what can you do? If the Kohen Gadol had to take off the tzitz, when he goes to the Beis HaKisei, so everybody sees he's taking off the tzitz, so they all have a pause. They all wait a few minutes till he comes back into the Azor and puts back on the tzitz. But on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to take off the Shmoneh Begadim and put on the big day boots. He doesn't wear the Shmoneh Begadim that he wears all year long. When he does that, he left now, he left me. Yeah, but that's not going to help over here. This guy can't wear the tzitz. He's not the Kohen Gadol. So if you hold like Reb Yehuda that the tzitz is only meratzah when the Kohen Gadol is wearing it, so Amalei Reb Shimon, he argues with me. He said, what are you going to do when the Kohen Gadol goes to the bathroom? So all the Kohanim are going to see, they'll stop doing avoda. What are you going to do on Yom Kippur? The Kohen Gadol has to do avoda in the Kodesh HaKadoshim without the tzitz. So what are you going to do? You're going to find out later that something was offered betumah. So it'll turn out that it's not meratzah. It'll be puzzle. You have to do it over. So it'll be puzzle. So what's the big argument? So he says that's inconceivable. Why is it inconceivable? It's not so inconceivable. That's Reb Shimon says. Amalei Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon argues with Reb Yehuda. Can go to Binyan B'Kippurim Yochiach. You can't say that only Od Al Mitzchah meratzah. She'en Al Mitzchah. He has to take off the tzitz. And he has to do Hakrovas HaKarbonis. You can't say, let everybody stop doing Avod. He has to do the Avod in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, not wearing a tzitz. And we assume it's meratzeh. We're assuming. Who says you have a right to assume like that? It's not such a murderous kasha. Maybe on Yom Kippur, if it'll be makro karbonis, and if we find out that it was done betumah, so you'll have to do it over again. And if you'll find out after Yom Kippur, so far found, so you brought it betumah, and it was possible. But that's his argument. It's inconceivable. Why is it so inconceivable? It's inconceivable that the tzitz is only meratzeh when he wears it, because then on Yom Kippur he's running a risk. He has to do the avodah not wearing the tzitz. She'en al mitzchah, he's not allowed to wear the tzitz when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He assumes that it's meratzeh. There's no hecher. Amalei Reb Yehuda, so Reb Yehuda argues back. So Reb Yehuda could have said, "Tanishkin kasha." So there won't be a tzitz, and if it'll turn out that it's tamis, it'll be puzzled. But yeah, there was tzitz. He doesn't answer that. Reb Yehuda responds, Amalei Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda argues to Reb Shimon, leave alone Yom Kippur. Hanach Yom Kippur, that's not a kasha. I would have said, so it's not meratzah. He doesn't say that. He says, Shetumah hutra bet zibur. So what does he say? So it's a machlekes. There's a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. There are two machlekes, whether the tzitz is only meratzim when he's wearing it, or even meratzim when he's not wearing it. That's the main machlekes. Then there's another machlekes, whether tumah hutra bet zibur, tumah dechuyah bet zibur. Then the Gemara is making an assumption, the Tanoim are making an assumption that they all agree to. If the din is tumah hutra betzibur, so hutra means had to gomi, you don't need that the Kohen Gadol should wear the tzitz to be meratz. If tumah is only duchi betzibur, then you need betzir of the tzitz. If you're not wearing a tzitz, then you don't say tumah is duchi betzibur. Why in the world are those two connected? Tumah is muta betzibur, aloha lemaiser. A korban shezbanu kavua, I said, doesn't really depend on korban tzibur korban yochid. It depends korban shezbanu kavua versus korban shein zbanu kavua. So korban shezbanu kavua is korib bitume, we all agree, but is it hutra or is it chuyah? So if it's hutra, then you don't need the tziruf of wearing the tzitz. The korban will be kosher even if the kohen gadol is not wearing the tzitz, because hutra had the gomer. But if you hold it's only the chuyah, and you should try to avoid it whenever possible, chuyah means because you hear hatayra. So if it's only tchuyah, then you need the tziruf of the tzitz. That's the premise of the Gemara. Why is that premise? Why is that so? That's what it says in this brisa. Why is that so? So there's a famous explanation. It's given by Rabbi Tzala Panavezha. Rabbi Tzala Panavezha was the rabbi in Panavezha. Okay. His name is Rabinowitz. He was a big ilui. He was a big mechadish. And halacha lemaisa, his chidushim were never accepted. But in learning, he was a famous ilui. Rab Chaim held that he was the biggest bal mechadish of that generation. His chidushim was sometimes a little too much, over and above. So he has a famous kant. They had a little sefer Zecha Yitzchak. They have over chubis that he wrote, chubis lalacha. His chubis are not always accepted. And then they have at the end some divrei Torah. So this is one of the short paragraphs at the end of the sefer. So he says, if tuma is hutra betzibur, hutra het gomer, that's what Rabbi Yehuda thinks, tuma is hutra betzibur. So he says, then you don't need the tzitz to be meratze. There's no issue at all. Hutra means het gomer. There's no issue of being makar v'karbim mituma. But if you'll tuma duchuyah betzibur, there are two issues. A korban that's, if you're going to be makar a korban tuma. Number one, there's an issue of an iser. You're not allowed to be makar a korban in the state of tuma. Number two, there's an issue of a psul, b'diyeb. A korban, if you offered it in the state of tuma, so it's going to be possible b'diyeb. So true, if you hold like Reb Shimon, tuma duchuyo b'tzibur, that the hakrabas korban shizmano kavua is doiche di iser tuma. Doiche can only, dechi is only a concept. You can be doiche an iser. So there's an issue against being makar karbanis in the state of tumah, but you can't be doicha psul if something is possible. The evid possible is possible. The whole terminology, the whole expression of dechia means eset decha loy sase. Something is doicha. Mila bizman is decha shabbos. It's decha nisa. So it comes out there's no avera. But if something has a paslus, if it's a psul, you can't say it's decha the psul. So that's what Reb Shimon thinks. That tumah is only the chuyah of the tzibur. So the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, fine, it's a kabbish and zman kavu, it can be a makrevin in the state of tumah, but the chuyah, the chiyah only takes off the yisr. What removes the paslus? If you bring a korban in the state of tumah, the korban should be pasul. So he says, it must be that the Kohen Gadol has to wear the tzitz. Aye, but he's not wearing the tzitz. The tzitz is going to be meratzah. The tzitz is going to be machshah the korban. But on Yom Kippur, he goes into the Kodesh Kodoshim, he can't stop the music. He has to go in to do avoda, and no one else is going to wear the tzitz. So it's a right, must be that the tzitz is meratzah, even ein al mitzvah. The existence of the tzitz is meratzah. If it's nishbar ha-tzitz, then it's not meratzah. But if the tzitz, Kohen Gadol is sleeping at home at night, and the tzitz is in the Beis HaMikdosh, so according to Reb Shimon, the tzitz is meratzah, even if he's not wearing it. And the right is from Yom Kippur.
But I'm saying, because out of the ordinary case, it's that's the one case where it won't apply because the Torah says he has to do without the tzitz.
Torah says he has to do without the tzitz. Okay, so Reb Shimon holds that it's inconceivable. They're both working at this premise. The premise is not so mukhlak to begin with. Both Tanoim are working with the premise. It's inconceivable that the Torah would tell us Kohen Gadol has to do, you have to bring a korban in a situation where it's impossible that it may turn out that if the carbon was offered betume, there's no way to protect the carbon. So there won't be. So it'll be tummy. Yeah, no, it'll be possible.
Maybe it won't be possible. Maybe because the Torah told us to bring it on Yom Kippur that fashion. It's telling us a Kiddush that it won't be possible.
That's what they're both assuming. It won't be possible. The Shad is, why not? So Rab Shimon says, because the existence of the tzitz is meratzah. Even though the kangaroo doesn't have to wear it. Even Eino HaMitzchah is meratzah. The existence of it says nishbar hatzitz. And Rab Yudit disagrees, says no. The tzitz is only meratzah when he's wearing it, but the kangaroo on Yom Kippur is korban shezmana kavua. Korban shezmana kavua. You don't need any tzitz. Since it's hutra, which means the whole parsha of Bonas Betuma was never formulated. And the korban shezmana kavua. Never formulated, so there's no wisa, there's no psu. But according to Reb Shimon, it's only the chuya, means that the parsha of Akrobus Karbonis Betume really applies Bein Bekarbon She'ein's Malakavu, Bein Bekarbon She'ein's Malakavu, except that it's Deuche. So Deuche can only be Deuche and Isser. How is it going to be Deuche the Psul? So to remove the Psul, you have to have the Tzitz. You have to assume that the Tzitz is Meratze, even if you're not wearing it. This is the famous explanation. Rabbi Tzalaponovich gave Pshat and the Braisa. He gave Pshat and the Braisa. That the Gemara says it's totally Zebes. If you hold Hutra, then you don't need the tzitz to be meratzah. If you hold the chuya, then you do need the tzitz to be meratzah. Why is it totally Zebes? Because the whole terminology, the whole concept of the chuya only applies. A mitzvah can be doicha and isa. But you can't be doicha psul if something has a psul, a puzzle. Yeah?
Is psul not the result of an
isa? They think over here it's not necessarily. That seems to be the premise of the Gemara. It's possible to say, even though the mitzvah, the tzarech ha-mitzvah of HaKrovas Kabbonis Tzibur is derech al-Yisr, but there still should be a psul, even though he didn't violate the Yisr. So the thing that comes to the rescue is the tzitz. The fact that the tzitz is in existence, he's not allowed to wear the tzitz. You see that the existence of the tzitz is meratzah. I would have said like you. The psul has to be a result of the Yisr. There's no Yisr, there's no psul. But you see, Mefurish, when the Brai said that it's not so. Even though the chiyah removes the yisr, well, what's going to remove the psul? So Rabbi Shimon says it must be that the tzitz removes the psul.
If we assume that the chiyah won't remove the psul, according to the man Damar, who says tumah is the chiyah b'tzibor, how will that help for a korban pesach? Because it would still be possible because of the tumah.
Again, if you hold that, what
if
the chiyah?
If you hold, if this chiddush is correct that the chiyah does not remove the psul, but the psul is still there, the psul persists. When we say, according to the man Damar, who says that tumah is the chiyah b'tzibor,
right?
How will that help for the hakrabas hakorban pesach?
You'll have to have the kohen gadol has to be wearing the tzitz.
Is that how we assume that you have that even if that the Rambam say that the kohen gadol would have to have the tzitz when tumah is the chiyah b'tzibor for hakorban pesach?
Yeah. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, like Rabbi Yudah, the Rambam Paskin is Dechuyah. He doesn't accept. There's a Machlein Sabir Rabbi Shim, where the Korban Tzibur is Dechetumah or it's Hutra B'tzibur. The Rambam Paskin is like Rabbi Shimon, is Dechuyah, not Hutra. Because it's Dechuyah, so need the Tzitz to be Meratzah. The Tzitz not Meratzah is not good. So you should always have the Kohen Gadol wear the Tzitz whenever possible. Now, on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol goes in, he's not allowed to wear the Tzitz. According to the Rambam, the whole argument that both Tanoim are assuming, it's inconceivable that the Torah should require of us that Kohen Gadol should go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim not wearing the tzitz and run the risk of offering the korban in a state of tumah, and there won't be meratzah. The Rambam says it is conceivable. That is the din. In fact, Kohen Gadol not allowed to wear the tzitz. It's only meratzah when he is wearing it. And when he does that, by the last night, left him. If it'll turn out the korban was puzzle, it'll be puzzle. You have to do it over. The Rambam holds it is conceivable. It's against the premise of all the Tanoim over here. Sure. The Rambam holds the Noisei Kelim and the Rambam is. The whole premise of the Rambam is against all the Tanoim. So he says it wasn't a Hechrich in the first place. They had a debate with each other, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon, they were debating. Rabbi Shimon said, Oh, Maloy, Rabbi Shimon argues with Rabbi Yudah, how can it be? It's inconceivable that the Torah should tell the Kohen Gadol should go bring the Korban, the Dafkin, not wearing the tzitz, and what's going to be if the Korban will be Tanoim? It'll be possible. The Rambam Paskin is against the whole premise.
Is there also no psul? Could a person eat the korban?
No, that's a Mishnah that a korban hakor betume ain't a nechel betume, except a korban pesach. Shemitchilos labo ela lachil. A korban pesach, a korban betume, they do eat it. But all other korbanos that are offered in the state of tumah, the korban is kosher, but the eved, carbon is kosher, but still you're not allowed to eat it. But you get to achil or not, yeah.
Could you say that the reason why you can't have, it's inconceivable that the korban wouldn't work is because it's Yom Kippur and Hashem promised a certain degree of kafara, and if you say that the korban is possible, then you get a kafara.
If the korban will be offered bitume, it'll be possible. The Torah told us, or Baal Shem told us, make sure it's brought bitahara.
The Yom Kippur didn't work. We didn't get full of kafara.
So you bring another carbon. So you bring over the first. If it turns out that you brought the carbon on Yom Kippur, bituma, so you bring another carbon. And if Yom Kippur already came to an end and you realize it's too late, so if I found too late is too late, what can you do? So the Rambam paskins like that. The tzitzit is only meratze when you're wearing it. And he paskins tuma duchuy bit sibur. So the only time you're allowed to be makar of a carbon sibur in a state of tuma is you have the kohen gadol wearing the tzitzit. When the kohen gadol goes in, lifnai v'lifnim, and he's not allowed to wear the tzitz. If it'll turn out that the korban was offered bitum, it'll be possible to have it. You'll have to repeat it.
Did the chuyu work for all types of tumah?
No. The chuyu only works, that's the question. So Taisvah Shita, the Kama Mekaimus, and the Gemara is that we have two different categories of tumah. There's tumah hayotza ola migufoy, and there's tumah smaga. If I go to a funeral, I'm a kabel tumah mibachutz. Let's say I pick up a dead mouse. An achbar, a dead mouse, and one of the Shemana Shvatzim, I think, no?
Yeah.
So if you pick up if you touch a dead mouse, it's only mitamei b'magla, it's not mitamei b'masa. A dead nevela, let's say the meat in the AMP, that's not geshochen, that's nevela. It's nevela mitamei b'magla u b'masa, even though it's wrapped up. If I pick up the package, that's mitamei b'masa. A dead mouse, if I just pick up the mouse trap and I don't touch any part of the mouse, so it's not metami b'masa. But if I became tummy by touching a dead mouse, I touched the person who is tummy. A person went to a funeral, I touch him, so I become tummy. So that's tumas maga. So Tosu Shita is all tumas maga. You apply the rule of tumas muta b'tzibur, either tchuya hutra, whatever. The Rambam's opinion seems to be that it's only tumas meis. Doesn't apply to other tumas. Even the other tumas are tumas magor, you don't say tuma mutra b'tzibur, because the source of the whole parsha in the chumash, he anoshim shohei tameim lenefesh adam. They were tumi meis, whoever they were. That's a discussion in the gemara. They were tumi meis, and then the Torah said the din, the tuma is muta b'tzibur. That the roib tzibur is not nitcha the pesach sheni. Only miut tzibur is nitcha. Roib tzibur is not nitcha because tuma is muta b'tzibur. Yeah. So the Rambam's opinion is it's only restricted to Tumas Meis, and Tais' opinion is that it applies to all Tumas Mago, but it doesn't apply to Tumas Yotza Olam Megufay. Yeah. So this is the famous Gemara, the Machloikas Pshimin Reb Yudah. They have a double Machloikas, whether the tzitz is Meratzi even if you're not wearing it. And the second point is whether Korban Sibur Adoicha Tumas Huchubit, or Tumas Huchubit Sibur, or Tumas Duchuyibit Sibur. And they both work with the premise of Shimon Abiyuda. They both work with the premise. It's inconceivable that the Torah would tell us that the kohen gadol has to be makar of the korban without a backup. He's not allowed to wear the tzitz. And what's going to be if the avodah will be by mistake? It'll be done bituma. So the Rambam says it'll be done bituma. So you'll have to repeat it. What's this? So the world doesn't come to an end. And they both Tanoim say that's inconceivable. So Abiyuda says the hechreach from this is a tuma hutra b'tzibah. So you don't need a tzitz to be meratza anything, which means the whole parsha of akrova betuma doesn't apply, not the yis and not the psul. And Shimon says no. The answer is even though the kohen gadol is not wearing the tzitz is meratza if it exists. Tomei l'ratzon l'ahem lefnei Hashem. You don't pause. Vayam mitzchah tomei pause l'ratzon lefnei Hashem. No, vayam mitzchah kama tomei l'ratzon l'ahem. The tzitz is always meratza. Our trap doesn't follow Reb Shimon. Our trap follows Reb Yudah. So the Gemara says, we have a stira here. Rabbi Yudah said in the Braisa, Ma'abrim. Why is Ma'abrim Sarshanam Tneatuma? Because the Tanakhama holds Amy Abrim is not a valid reason, because Tuma Hutra B'tzibur. Rabbi Yudah says Ma'abrim because he holds Tuma Duchuya B'tzibur. So the Gemara says, no, but Rabbi Yudah says B'fer V'hatanya. You can't say Rabbi Yudah holds. Ma'abrim is Amalek, so Rabbi Yudah Tuma Duchuya B'tzibur. I V'hatanya. We have a Braisa. Rabbi Yudah answers Rabbi Shimon. So it's a steer between Rabbi Yudah here and Rabbi Yudah there. The Braisa itself doesn't read straight. The Braisa on Amaral doesn't read straight. Rav Yehuda says Ma'abrim, it's a legitimate reason. And then he says Chizkiyah Melech is clapping al chet. Hashem Atev Bechapim Ba'ad. God should forgive the Jewish people. Why we brought the Korban Pesach Shaloi Kakosuv? Why we Shaloi Kakosuv? According to Rav Yehuda, Ma'abrim is Hashanim Tnei Atuma. It is a valid reason. So how can that be pshat in the story in Chizkiyah? Leave out that Braisa. The Braisa, this Braisa on Amaral, the Tosefta and Sanhedrin doesn't read straight. Where was it again? V'lit Tamech. Tik Shaloch Higufa. Forget about a contradiction between one Braisa and the other. This Braisa on Amaral, the Tosefta and Sanhedrin doesn't read straight. Rabbi Yudah Mema Abrim, Vam Rabbi Yudah Maisa B'chizka Mel Chishibus Hashem Tehantum, Bikish Rachma Latzmai. What is it? Bikish Rachma, he did Kedin. There's a mistake in the Braisa. Tanakhama says, "Em Rabbis Hashanim Tnei Atuma, and even B'di'evit Mebruah, and B'di'evit Mebruah Meberes. B'di'evit it would be good. Rabbi Yudaima Einum Buberes. Even B'di'evit it's no good, because it's not a valid reason. Even B'di'evit it's no good. The Amar Rabbi Yudah, Ma'aseh B'chizkiyah Melech, that even B'di'evit it's no good. That's why Bikish Rachma Malatz. Frag the Gemara. E Hachi Rabbi Shimon Rabbis Tnei Atuma Mebruah Meberes." I had a Tanakam. What was the third opinion in the Braisa? Reb Shimon says. Shimon says in the Braisa, he has three lines from the top of Yud Beis and Beis. Reb Shimon Amer. Reb Shimon disagrees with Reb Yudah. Mutnatum Ebrua Muuberes, but the Ebed will be Muuberes. That's what the Tanakama says. You're not allowed to be Abed Hashanim Pnatuma. The Ebrua Muuberes. Reb Yudah Amer. Reb Yudah disagrees. In Bidi Ebed, it's no good. And that's why Chizkiyah Melech was Mevakesh Rachmim Malatzmo, because they ate the Pesach Shaloi Kakosim, because even the evidence no good. So then you have Rav Shimon, so the same as Tanakama. So what's changing over here? Fegmar Ihochi, Shimon Rav Mevnev Tegmar Bruam Uberes Han Tanakama. So there are three different opinions. One opinion is that Lechatchili is permitted to be Ba'ab Adoshanim Mevnev Atumah. It is a valid cause, because Tumah is the Chuyi B'tzibah. So you should try to avoid it. The other sheet is no, even by the Eved, in Mebrua, ain't a Muberes. Yeah. One sheet, it's Mutta Lachatchila to be Ma'ab Hashanim Tnei Atuma. One sheet, no, by the Eved it's Chal. Third sheet, even by the Eved it's also not Chal. Even by the Eved it's not Chal. So that's the Shaila, but we have a Din Atem. Ela Mi'ad Hashem Shetikra Osam. So the word Osam is written in Chumash Chosavov. So it means Atikra Atem Afilu Mutim, even if the Bezin made a mistake. So how can he say Lichatchili and not let it be Ba'av Hashanim Pnei Atuma? Because Tuma who trod the Tzibur had the Gomer, there's no Tzorech, and even with the Eved it's no good. Even with the Eved, what happened to the Din Atem Afilu Mutim? That's the Kasha. So you see, from Abiyuda, Atem Afilu Mutim only goes on Kiddush HaChodesh. It doesn't go on Ibra Hashanah. That's what the Tzlach writes at the end, the famous Tzlach. That's where he writes at the end of Brochus, and next to the Leah's Dachim, Samach Gimel Amid Beis. He said, that's why you need two psukim. Again, Tosis Kasha, the last three lines. The Tosis Yud Aleph and Beis, the long, skinny Tosis, Eim Ramas Hashana. So Tosis said, why do you need two different psukim? So the Tzlach says, Kimitziyam Teitze Seira, Teitze like Torah Hadashim, Iti Teitze, that goes on Kiddush HaChodesh, at the din is Atem Afilu Mutim, even if the best makes a mistake. That's Torah Chadashim Iti Teitzi. So that pasuk only goes on Kiddush HaChodesh. And you need a pasuk for Ibra Hashana, that even Ibra Hashana, where you don't buy Atem Afilu Mutim, can say Torah Chadashim Iti Teitzi, that verb, Kimitzian Teitzi Sarah. What kind of a loshin Kimitzian? Kimitzian Yoru, Yipsiku as HaTorah. Why Teitzi Torah, Teitzi Torah sounds like something new, they're going to invent something new, means Atem Afilu Mutim. So that pasuk only goes on Kiddush HaChodesh, and our pasuk over here has to go on Ibra Hashanah. So the Menchas Chinuch asks on the Tzlacha, can he say that? Rashi writes on Parshas Hamor that the pasuk El Me'ar Hashem Shetik Rosam appears twice. We mentioned Truth and Matter appears three times in the Parsha, all three times Chosavot. But Rashi on the Chumash quotes this Sifra, it appears twice at the beginning of the Parsha and the end of all the Yom Tovim. The Rashi says Lemailo Omer B'Kiddush HaChodesh. This first time it says Atem Afilu Mutim goes on Kiddush HaChodesh, and the second time goes on Ibra Hashanah. So that's a Beferish Sifra. Say what? Well, maybe you'll say that Rabbi Yudah disagrees with the Sifra. But we know Stam Sifra Rabbi Yudah. That's the Gemara later on Daf Pei Vav. Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yudah. So this is a Stam Sifra. So it's a Stira. How can we quote here? Rabbi Yehuda says, "Afilu b'di'evad imibrua einu muberes," because they made a mistake, and a mistake himself is not acceptable by Ibra Hashana, but it's contradictory to the Sifra. The Sifra says the fair is that b'di'evad, it is good, even by Ibra Hashana. So we'll have to work out a teretz for tomorrow. Okay. So later you're gonna knock out teretz.